Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
John was thinking about it. He thought about starting this segment, but fear not. The hammer is here.
I'm going to step away for a moment, literally to go to the bathroom.
Nope.
Nope.
Wow.
Not that time. That is a false accusation.
You have no excuse for being late, Zach Brady.
Say it again?
So you don't have an excuse for being back.
Just talking. There was a conversation between an employee and a boss.
Yeah. I was letting that breathe.
I know where you're going with this.
Exactly.
You know, the Violent Femmes bassist is Brian Ritchie.
Yeah.
And I like to try to claim him.
Does he spell his name right? Because you don't.
He does. My way.
Yeah. And I
did R-I-T-C-H-I-E. My way. He's an incredible bassist. I mean, like, their songs, just listen to the bass. It drives everything. And he's, I'm very proud.
All right, so I got
the same last name.
Speaking of music, got to, just want to throw it out there to you, John. So we kicked around about 2 weeks ago or a week ago the possibility of the Adam Sandler Turkey song.
Yeah, that was a fail.
It's not your fail. It was too much.
It
doesn't work.
I tried.
I know you did.
And I could not pull it off. Part of why that song is interesting is because it's Sandler.
No question.
Being Sandler.
He's being funny, but also
whiny and, and, you know, falsetto and doing his thing. Yeah.
But there's people in the background. There's
awful.
Fans that are, like, what gets aired is something where he's in front of people and they're reacting to him and then he's reacting to them. You won't have any of that.
Yeah.
So it was kind of an unfair ask. Let me ask you this one, John. As we make the transition November to December, how about in December a couple of Christmas songs? Mm. Is it possible?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah, sure.
You know, get that old guitar out and so.
Why do you say it every time, guitar? Like every time. It's never guitar. It's never. Every time.
I guess because I sort of like. I'm not a music guy, music player. I think I'm kind of being demeaning of those.
Yeah, it's always like, oh, you can get that guitar out.
No, but John,
slap in the face for every guitar out there.
Yeah. I said, John, just think about it, and you know maybe you can come up with a couple
some beautiful songs.
That'd be wonderful. Yeah. I look forward to that. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. We'll get to the Sixers this segment also. Let's talk to Slim right now. Slim in Myrtle Beach. What's up, man? Slim Shady. Slim.
Harpo.
Slim Harpo. How about, wasn't Slim one of the guys, Slim Charles? Wasn't that the name in The Wire?
Yep, The Wire. Yep.
So let me ask you this. Have you thought, James, about The Wire when you think of the Jets quarterback Mike White? Considering there was a character in The Wire named White Mike.
No, it's a good one. I've thought of
season two, right?
It was a
drug dealer,
actual Mike White, who was the guy who created White Lotus. He was in School of Rock.
Okay.
He's an actor, writer. I've thought of actual Mike White.
Yeah.
But that's a good one.
John, you think that Jets quarterback's done up there? That other dude, what's his name?
Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
Second pick in the draft a couple years ago, Zach Wilson.
I don't think he's done. I think there's a good chance that he no longer plays this year.
Which means he might be done.
I think he might be picked up by someone else. It might be the kind of thing where
he's not going to have a leg and all that.
But. He might have to learn how to be a pro, and that might have to happen somewhere else.
That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, look, Joe Douglas has gotten a ton right there. He's obviously built a really good roster, and I'll always root for that guy because he helped the Eagles win a title. But if he missed on the second overall pick, that could be something that really prevents them from going as far as they want to go.
Yeah,
because you know
it's a mindset thing, it's a work ethic thing, it's a prepare you know
right
and a leadership
the right
thing,
way.
Yeah. Thing
yeah.
too.
Yeah, leadership.
The way he handled that one press conference
that was a disaster.
It was a disaster.
Like Hurt. Can you imagine Hurts? Like never in his life. Hurts could be like 10 years old and having a press conference
never.
And get it right.
Never would have happened. Let's go to Craig right now. Hi, Craig.
Yep. Hey, how are you guys?
Great, Craig.
Good. A couple questions. First, P.J. Tucker, is he anything on this team? You noticed last week he scored 0 points in 37 minutes.
Well, I think it's happened.
But that was direct. That was when we played the Nets.
But it's happened a lot. So, look,
yes,
he's a defender,
but
Craig.
He helped minimize Kevin Durant in that game.
I agree.
It has been disappointing, the offensive production.
Hasn't it been about five times now that he's scored
about
no
that.
Points? Just in the last, like, seven or eight games. But, Craig, look. He is a really good defender. He had a direct impact on that game that John was talking about against Durant. You'd like to see a little bit more scoring. I mean, you know, it's weird.
Cut it out. Next question, soccer. With all the other sports, like, changing to, I guess, more scoring, do you think soccer will ever change? I mean, even yesterday there was an offside which took away a goal. So it's a whole 1-0 game.
No, you know why? Because it's still so big around the globe. It's what the sport is. And it's just one of those things where for most people in the world, or at least those that are sports fans across the world, it works. Now, it doesn't fit our culture as much, but I don't see a scenario where they try to say, let's change the way we structure this thing so we can have a 6-5 game and hopefully America will watch more. I don't buy that. All right, Craigie, anything there?
I think it's still, you know, I don't know if the suggestion is to remove offside from the rule book, but it has a major impact. I mean, a major part of the strategy of soccer is, you know, if you're a defender, you got to push up to pull those defenders offside. I told you in the championship game for the Union, mm-hmm. we were offside 8 times in that game, and the opponent was 0. I mean, that was a major difference in the game. It is part of the strategy.
Right.
It's part of the beauty of the game that you don't have anyone just, you know, cherry picking back there.
Soccer is, I was going to say, an irritating sport. It's also a beautiful sport. It is.
I think even you who think it's irritating
right.
at times,
yeah.
yesterday when you're watching that game, like it is, so, it's almost mesmerizing. When it's played well.
I enjoy the World Cup. I'll say that. I really do. Let's go to our pal Black Gritty in Glassboro. Hi, Black Gritty.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great, Black Gritty.
Richie, I miss you so much. Let me talk to you real quick about football because you know a lot about it. So when the Cowboys go out there and they lose to the Packers in a shootout, yeah. and then we go out and beat the Packers in a shootout, the Cowboys still get all this credit and stuff when they beat another team. They don't get knocked down 3 notches. When Mahomes goes out there and loses at the end of the game throwing picks to the Colts, no one throws their season in the trash can.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we lose a close game to a team where other teams have failed, and it's still like, oh, the Eagles are just 10-1, and it doesn't matter. And I actually like it because it's got us under the radar, but, like, I'm worried about the Cowboys in the regular season because there's, you know, a rivalry thing going on like that. But I'm not worried about the most penalized team coached by McCarthy in the yeah. playoffs. All they do is fail. They've never won anything. For as much as experience matters and all that kind of stuff, like, they suck in the playoffs. Now, you go and look at the 49ers. Yeah, the 49ers could put up 40 or they could barely score a touchdown because they got Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right.
Okay? Their defense kind of scares me. But, I mean, when I look at my team, it's not even just homerism. It's the fact that when people are down and we do have injuries right now, we are still finding ways to win games. And when people say, well, their team hasn't played together, they don't have any experience, it just never happened. I just watched Joe Burrow, the most sacked quarterback in the world, make it to the Super Bowl last year.
Right.
So I just want to have confidence in my team when I'm watching other teams fail and then get credit. Like the Cowboys, I don't know how the Cowboys have leapt up because they beat the Vikings. It was impressive, 40-3. But a win's a win, right? We beat the Vikings too. Then after the Vikings just beat the Bills, so we beat the Bills. I just don't understand the vitriol for the team that's 10-1 nationwide and homebound. We're going to see really well how it looks because Derrick Henry is a grown man among boys. He's like one of the guys that – he's like Jerome Bettis back in the day. Like, you just don't want to tackle him. You don't want to.
He's better. He's better than Jerome Bettis. But yes,
he's Jerome Bettis in the half. He's two Jerome Bettis. Like I said, grown man.
Yeah, he's
in the room.
Remarkable.
But we're going to see how the team plays. I just hate this credit that we're giving everyone else when we beat the teams that other teams lose to.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It is a slippery slope when you start judging teams based on, you know, common opponents. I think part of the reason people were so, I mean, nationally, people were so gaga over the Cowboys beating the Vikings 40-3 was the week before the Vikings beat the Bills in
yeah.
overtime. That contributes to it. I think you make a good point that we are still, in part because we lost to that Commanders team, a little bit under the radar. It's almost begrudgingly when people make, you know, week after week, when people make these power ranking lists, it's almost begrudgingly that we are at the top. They are, I think the rest of the country is expecting this to end, is expecting the
yes.
power of the Eagles to fall by the wayside. And people give the 49ers all sorts of credit for being tough and you know, great, you know, the defense can shut people out. And the offense, you know, they're so, you know, up front. They beat everyone up to a pulp.
They beat a McCoy, and then they just barely scored against the Saints. after having two turnovers, three and four turnovers.
Yeah.
And they only got 7 points. Like, come on, bro. Like, I'm like, and the mind, the way people feel versus what reality is just trippy. But again, I like being on the radar. I miss you, Slim Richie. Astros boy, not so much, but I miss you too.
I'm going to give you, despite your ignorance of me, because I am magnanimous, I'm still going to give you a chance to win the prize. What's a thrill, Black Ready?
So your thrill is when you see me on the call board. I know I see your eyes light up. Like my personal thrill, my personal thrill is when my daughter wrestles and I watch her beat somebody. As just, you know, as dad, one-on-one event, just watching her win. She won a championship last year at Christmas. So that's my thrill on Beverly Hills. Love you guys, all baby right. Mama. You the best.
All right, Black Ready. Good call as always. So, amazing. John,
that's a good point, though.
What's that?
That we are not respected the way we should be.
Well, part of it's because the NFC is not respected that much.
Right.
I mean, it's just not.
Right. And so, then, but, okay. I'm
just saying that's a factor.
I guess I get it. But, you know, to a lot of what he was saying there, the NFC, the Vikings, we go out and beat the Bills. You know, the class of the AFC, that was just 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Everyone says the Bills look indomitable and you know, the NFC team beats them. Then they turn around and much is the way of the NFL, they lay an egg the next week against an NFC team.
Yep.
In the NFC East.
All right, so I got some for you. I just dug in, checked out some numbers, did some math while Black Rudy and you were having a conversation.
Oh, by the way, the Vikings also beat the
Patriots.
Not
paying attention.
I did. I did some math on my phone. I'm not kidding. So, P.J. Tucker's name was brought up about 5 minutes ago. I knew, you know, he hadn't scored much lately. I knew there'd been a lot of zeros. I didn't realize how many zeros. Ladies and gentlemen, there is something occurring right now in Philadelphia sports that I will go as far as to say, if there is a baby born today in Philadelphia and that baby lives to the age of 100, this will never happen again. What is happening right now with P.J. Tucker will never ever happen again in the history of Philadelphia sports. And here's what it is. He plays, John, and he plays a lot. In the last 8 games, he has averaged 29 minutes a game. That's
a lot of minutes.
That's a solid run.
Yeah.
That's a solid run. By the way, most games he's in the 30s. One game, he only played 16 minutes. Sixers blew a team out. But most games, he plays in the 30s. I'm talking just the last 8 games. In the last 8 games, a full legitimate starter, not injured, who has to come out, has scored 0 points in 7 of the last 8 games.
Really?
Zero. 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 3. Zero. Zero. And a 0.
Wow.
I had no idea.
I knew it had happened like 4 or 5 times.
That's a wow.
He has scored 0 points in 7 of the last 8 games.
Yeah.
That will, for a starter, who is not like, this isn't like a Jason Peters thing. You start, you play a quarter, you got to come out, you stand on the sidelines, you hold your helmet, right? Because like you got injured or whatever. He plays, he continues to play, he continues to start, he doesn't score.
Thank God they got him on a 3-year deal.
Well, look, it's not great. Now, look, he does provide defense and he does provide some toughness. And
his
You will get some of that in the playoffs. You know, you're hoping for, like, I'll give you a hockey reference. And God darn it, because I hated this guy. You're hoping for some Claude Lemieux action come playoff times.
Dude, that'd be a dream.
You like when
Lemieux's one of the great playoff players of our time.
I know he was. But P.J. Tucker's been, like, he's.
This is amazing. It is right, amazing when you think about this. When you think about the fact that when we had Harden and Embiid out there for the first portion of the season, it did feel like the offense was stalling out and stagnant and guys weren't moving without the ball at all.
Yeah.
Because it was like an ISO every time down the court. But then when Harden went out and Joel out for a little bit and with Maxey also on the bench, the offense feels like we move the ball so well.
A little bit more.
You know, guys are helping one another out. It's all about, you know, keeping that ball moving, quick passes. And still, Tucker is not getting involved.
Well,
so it's like two different offensive regimes.
I think it doesn't fit him. He all he does on offense when he's going good, he literally runs down.
Stands in the corner.
Yeah. He stands in the corner.
Yeah.
And he waits for the ball to get passed to him, and if he's open, he'll shoot a 3-point
shot. Let me ask you a question, because you guys were both very, very high on the Sixers signing P.J. Tucker.
Yes.
At short, early into the contract, if you could go back and undo it, would you?
Here's why I'm going to say no, James, at this point, because the way the NBA is structured, once you're over the cap, unless you get a guy like this, like you it's not like, hey, let's wait it out and sign someone next year. Like, they're over the cap anyway, so I'm going to stand by yes. But if it was a different type of salary cap, which it's not, you know, and you could get under it next year and all that, then I would say no. But my answer, given the actual NBA salary cap, I'll take him.
My gosh, I would say I would
undo this. Could have been a different
player
with that money, though, right?
I would undo this in a split second.
Right, me too.
It's wrong. They did wrong.
Especially with the 2 years past this one that we have to go.
Exactly, exactly.
He's 37? I mean.
And I don't know everything that goes into what he's doing behind the scenes defensively. I know some of it has got to be good. But can you imagine? Okay, Tobias Harris over the last four games, it looks like a different Tobias Harris. You know, he's taken a lot more on his shoulders. P.J. Tucker, like, let's say, okay, P.J., you got to go take over tonight. Like they told Tobias Harris, hey, without Tyrese, without James, without Joel, like, you've got to be the guy. Hey, P.J. Tucker, go be the guy.
Well, he's not capable.
He is completely incapable.
He's completely incapable. Like, it's really amazing. Again, there.
So you would sign that for 3 years.
It's because what am I going to get otherwise?
Something better. Someone who could.
I don't know about that.
Joe, 0 points in 7 out of 8 games.
I know.
When we're relying on everyone more, when we're asking more from everyone, when we're down our top three players.
Yeah, I get you. I know what you guys are saying. Let's go. I mean, it is, for those who don't know, 7 out of 8 games with 0 points. It'll never happen again. It'll never, ever, ever happen again. To Ron in New Jersey right now. Hello, Ron.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Doing well, Ron.
Good. John, I absolutely want you to do more appearances, because I so badly want to get a football signed by you.
All right. I
need you out there with James, man. I need you mixing it up with the fans a little more.
What about Parks Casino? Best. Can you get out to Parks Casino, Ron? We're there twice a month.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to check out their schedule then. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, the problem is we don't often know the schedule of when we're going to be out there until a day before. That's a whole nother matter. But when we know, we'll try to tip you off, and when we do, hopefully you can meet us that day.
Oh, absolutely. Cool. Hey, listen, I told Jay, I was really surprised when you guys were asked about the athletes that you would want to put on a lie detector.
Yep.
Nobody thought to say O.J. Simpson?
You know, it's one, though, that I feel like I know the answer to. So I hear you. You would get a definitive, I guess. But don't you feel like you probably know the answer?
Yeah, but don't you want to hear him say it finally?
Well, you probably won't. You just see the lie detector say that he lied.
That's the point.
Yeah, that's probably true. Before I get to the question you're asking for today, the birds. You know, I'm tired of hearing Jonathan Gannon's name. I think I hear it in my sleep now. You know, he has to, and I'm really hoping that Nick Sirianni, and I do think he's a very bright guy. I think behind the scenes this is being worked on. I just think Gannon is stuck in his ways, and I think when he gets stumped on the field, and John, maybe you can talk to about this a little bit more. I think when he kind of comes up with something new and it doesn't work, he immediately reverts back to what he believes or knows he thinks is going to work. And that's where he gets so headstrong in just staying with his plan instead of saying, okay, that didn't work. Let's move on to the next new thing. What are your thoughts, John?
I don't think there are a lot of new things. I don't think that he feels comfortable doing what – manning up in our secondary with the injuries that we've got, because, you know, if Darius Slay is in man, that means Josiah Scott's in man also. And a lot of times when you do the unique stuff up front, you're manning up behind it. So that limits the playbook. I believe his playbook is much smaller than, you know, Jim Johnson's to start with.
Oh, I would agree. Yeah.
And then when you limit it further, you know, because it's just not his style. It's not his approach. It's not what he believes in. I think that there are a lot of defensive coordinators out there who believe that forcing opponent mistakes and limiting your own is the best way to go about playing defense consistently. And that's sort of what he hangs his hat on. And while it's frustrating to me because I've seen other methodologies work, it you really can't argue with the fact that thus far it has not come back to bite us often.
Yeah.
You know, for the most part, there are other teams out there, really good teams, who've had like stinkers of games, and we've only had one.
Well, it wasn't even really a stinker. Well, I guess defensively a little bit. All right, Ron, give me an answer here. What's the thrill?
I think the thrill, I told James this, and I think it covers so many different categories. It's finding the true love of your life, whether that's your spouse, your child, your career, your passion for whatever you do in life. Finding that true love in your life is irreplaceable.
It's a very nice answer right there. That's, you know, John, you don't often lean into the heartstring answers, but, you know, one kind of hits the heartstrings.
Yeah.
So with this job, John, have you found professionally? Nah, it was football for you. This will always be number two, right?
Oh, yeah, you played in the NFL. That was the thing.
No, I do love this job.
What would you be doing right now if you weren't doing this professionally? What do you think you'd be doing?
I think I'd be teaching English. And I'd be complaining for all the papers I had to grade.
Yeah.
Because my mom was an English teacher. My mom told me my entire life, Johnny, whatever you do, don't grow up to be an English teacher. And wow. The first thing I did when I retired from the NFL was go check with my high school about that ninth grade position that was opening up.
Did they hire you or not?
I was, ready to go. I mean, we were making plans for me to take the coursework after the year that I taught. And then ESPN called.
Wow. That's pretty wild, man. Yeah. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494 on this Wednesday afternoon. Time's yours at 145 on 94 WIP. Hey, make sure you start NFL Week 13 off right with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or if you already have an account. You'll get free bets back if your Thursday night same-game parlay does not hit. Of course, NFL same-game parlay is a great way, the perfect way, to combine your bets for a chance at an even bigger payday. And Thursday night, we've got Thursday night football action as the Bills will face New England. You can lock in on this game, New England and Buffalo, and all the ways to bet it, whether it's Mac Jones passing yards or Steph Diggs receiving yards, Josh Allen, how many total TDs, all that and more for you to build a same-game parlay with FanDuel Sportsbook. You can build your own, or you can choose from the popular pre-built same game parlay section within FanDuel Sportsbook. Eye it up, see what you like, and lock in with FanDuel Sportsbook. And do it all when you sign up using promo code HAMMER. That's promo code HAMMER upon sign up, always for the very best deal. Promo code HAMMER with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94 WIP. So make every moment more. That's for tomorrow night's game or any of the games up ahead on Sunday, including Philadelphia versus Tennessee. It's all there for you with FanDuel Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Jetta Camera and John Rich. Even if he spells his name wrong, that's all right. We love him. Even if he spells both names wrong. He spells the John without the H. He spells the Richie with the T. It's kind of all over the place, but it's all right. You know, not his fault. 94 WIP.
No, hey, I didn't pick it.
He did not pick it. He did not pick it. Hey, that's pretty cool. We have something going on tonight that is quite rare around these neck of the woods. Now, let's find out if James even knows. James Seltzer, there's something occurring tonight in Philadelphia sports that is in the rarefied air these days. Do you have any idea?
I don't know. An idea.
All right. I don't know. What do you
think it is, John?
Joe DeCamera brought an umbrella to work for.
Oh, yeah.
That is rarefied air.
That is rarefied
never
air.
Has it happened before. I'm pretty sure you've never done that.
So, no, I have a few times, but I generally will walk through the rain. But as I was getting out of the car today, it was enough that I said, okay. I also didn't have the rain jacket. So it was, you know, one of those deals. Now, tonight we have something. And listen, 30 years ago, this would have been a far bigger deal, in part because this genre of sports was a bigger deal 30 years ago. But tonight we are graced with a true Big Five doubleheader at the Palestra.
Ooh.
That is correct. Ladies and gentlemen, in case you don't know, and most people probably don't know, because James, you know what a big deal this was for so many years,
man.
Oh,
my God, yeah, of course.
So tonight, LaSalle and Temple at the Palestra, and Penn and St. Joe's at the Palestra, which is very cool. Now, I will say this, very strange college basketball season on a local level so far, to the point where, I mean, the biggest thing obviously that has stood out is that Villanova, John, which had reigned supreme,
right,
is not reigning supreme under the new head coach. And some injuries are part of it. We all know that. They're 2-5. Nova's 2-5.
Nova's 2-5?
Nova is 2-5, James.
Wow.
I mean, there were probably some years, we could look it up, in 2018, like, did they even lose five games the whole year?
Selfishly, all I can think about is how it sucks the excitement out of my Temple win over them. It's like, ah, oh, they're just not that
well,
good.
Well, that might be, see, Temple tough over there is realizing.
It's a bummer.
Might have been given a little bit of a freebie there. So check this out. Here's an unbelievable fact. And this goes a couple days ago. This is not currently accurate because there have been a few wins in the last few days. But Mike Jensen had a fascinating tweet a few days ago. This was on November 25th. I guess that'd be right before Thanksgiving or something. He wrote, I just went through the records. And today, November 25th, the first day in Big Five history, a Big Five that started in 1955, the first day in the history of the Big Five that all five Big Five men's basketball teams woke up with a losing record.
Oh, man.
Now, that goes to show you for 60-something years. I mean, I guess it's 67 years. You know, we've had some really excellent teams. And look, five teams below 500 is not the easiest thing to be because you got five options. You just need one of them to not be, you know, below 500. But, yeah, strange college basketball season so far. Obviously, I root for all the programs and hope that they can kind of pick it up here. So, anyway, if you're headed down to the Palestra tonight, enjoy it. And if you've never been to a Palestra doubleheader, especially if you're someone young.
Yeah.
Soak that in, man.
Wholeheartedly support this, you know.
Because, you know, a lot of the doubleheaders of the Palestra years ago used to be, and you never get this anymore, at least I don't think you get it much, the out-of-town teams that would come in. You'd have, like, a Big Five game, and then you'd have – I saw in, I want to say it was, like, 86 or 87, help me out, the guy that played for the Celtics and died. Reggie Lewis. I saw Reggie Lewis against Hersey Hawkins. And you knew that, like, you'd hear about, okay, these two great shooting guards, going to be headed to the pros. And it was like Reggie Lewis against Hersey Hawkins as collegians in the Palestra.
That's awesome.
So anyway, just if you're headed down in the game tonight, enjoy it. All right, let's go to Chris in Middletown. Hello, Chris.
John.
Chris.
James.
Christopher.
Muppet Weasel.
Chrissy, how are you, pal?
Ooh, he sang that time.
Yeah. How are you doing today, Weasel?
Dude, I feel like a million bucks, man. We got a Big Five doubleheader. We got a Sixers game against the Cavs with some intrigue. It's good stuff.
Well, good to be you, huh? John, your brother's the best bass guitarist I've ever heard.
Oh,
you should be proud of him.
Yeah, thank you. I'll claim that.
Yeah. Weasel, I have a question for you. So put your old reporter hat on.
I was never a reporter, but go ahead.
Well, you were at press conferences, right?
Yeah, press conferences. Yeah, I was good at that, man. I was dominant in press conferences.
I listened to the Sirianni interview, and some of these questions like make my skin crawl, make me want to smash my head against the wall. But then I thought about it. I was like, well, I wonder why these guys are asking it. So when these guys are asking questions to the coaches,
yep,
are they asking it because they're getting ready to write a piece about it?
A lot of times, yes. A lot of times it's maybe not the number one question that a fan would want to hear the answer to, but it's some kind of feature or some kind of angle because they've got to, you know, constantly change up throughout the year what they're writing about because, you know, you're just not going to write about the same thing every day. And so, yeah, they try to find something, and a lot of times you can tell what a beat writer's or general columnist maybe, what they're sort of piece in the paper the next day will be based on what they ask in a press conference.
That's kind of where I thought
it
was going with it, and that at least gives me a little bit of insight because, yeah, you're right. Sometimes they ask these questions.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, seriously, you got the opportunity to ask a question, and that's what you're asking about?
Right. Sometimes. Yeah, I will say this. One thing I do find irritating on Sirianni, I'll just be real frank on this. The Great Wall of China on injuries is getting a little annoying, and I don't say that as a media member. I say that as a fan. Like, I'm not asking the head coach to divulge strategy for the next game to the nth degree. But it's like you get no information about injuries. And I find that a little annoying.
I just think in this day,
like, why even ask the question anymore? Like, why? You know what I mean? Like, if he's not going to say anything, what's the point of even asking that question?
Well, I think he overdoes the competitive advantage.
I do too. That's my point.
And this falls under that category.
I agree, John. Yeah.
John, I agree. I agree with you a lot. And I was going to say, I think that that's the thing. Like, it's like, this isn't the old days where unless, like, something leaked out in a press conference, you weren't going to hear about it. I mean, let's face it. Like, I mean, you go on, we all play fantasy football. You could read about all kinds of injuries and all kinds of insider information. So it's not like.
But Chris, to be fair, when you're reading about Eagle stuff, it's usually just speculative. I mean, it's really not much reported. I mean, it's just not. I mean,
yeah,
it's,
but you're seeing what's going on during practice. I mean, these guys are over or that are at the practices, writers and stuff. They're over.
But they don't have as much, John. I don't think they have the same access to practice that they used to have, right?
Isn't it? They definitely don't.
It's just the start, you know, like before
they get like 15 to 20 minutes or something. Yeah,
when they're out there in individual. Where the field is broken up into individual positions, and the guys are like the running backs are with the running back coach, the quarterbacks are with the quarterback coach, and then when that ends and they go to offense defense periods, it's see you later,
bye
press.
So before I give you guys my answer, I want to leave you with one more question too, Weasel. What is a time where you saw a reporter ask a question to a coach and immediately want to put his foot in the mouth? And not the times that you generally ask questions. Every time you open your mouth, you generally want to put your foot back in your mouth.
Well, I'll tell you, listen, I was not personally there, but I'll tell you what the single worst question ever, ever, ever asked in the history of sports journalism was. There was a reporter that asked Doug Williams before the Super Bowl in 1987, how long have you been a black quarterback? That question was asked. Now, it wasn't the intent of the reporter to ask it in such an insensitive way, but obviously,
what was the intent?
Well,
I don't even understand.
It was really
how you can defend something that's stupid.
I don't remember entirely, but I don't believe the guy was like a blatant "let me be insensitive" racist kind of thing. I think he was trying to draw out.
Well, it's
because
not even a real question.
Well,
I mean,
right,
his whole life.
Well, as long as he's been a quarterback,
exactly.
However long he's been, it's not even a real question. But
you know?
Listen, I will say this: sometimes when you ask a question in a press conference, it won't come out quite the way you intended to come out. So, you know, just for what it's worth, Chris, give me a great answer here, man. What's a thrill?
So something for me, and it won't be a winning answer, but I thought about this, and it happens on a daily basis leading up to Christmas. And to all the parents out there that participate in this, it is the joy your child has in finding Elf on a Shelf in the morning.
Okay.
And
I don't know,
when my son did it, he's 17 now, my youngest is 8, and it makes me smile, warms my heart every day just watching how excited she gets.
You got it. I will say this, it can't possibly be better than actually being the kid. Christmas morning as a kid, it's got to be better for the kid than the parent. Bad answer.
That would have been a really
he should have said being a kid.
I think it goes both ways.
It can't be the same, James. There's nothing.
Man, you don't like you. How could you possibly know? Is my point.
Because I know what it was like to be 7 years old.
You don't have the other perspective on it. You only have half the perspective on this specific. Like you would literally cannot know that.
Well, yeah, but I know I'm right. Like I know I'm right.
Okay.
Let's go to Eric right now. Hi, Eric.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hi, Eric. Doing well.
Okay. My greatest concern is really the pass rush and the defensive line. We paid, you know, Josh Sweat all of that money, and I know we paid him to get more than 6 sacks a season. And I don't ever see him ever getting double-digit sacks. I know that he is a rotational player, but he's not paid like a rotational player.
I agree. Not to mention, it's not like they have to double-team him. You know, some you know, guys will get double-teamed, and even if they don't get there, that'll help the other guys. I think he's okay. I think he's overpaid, and I think he's been a disappointment given the contract.
You know, he has four and a half this season.
Right. Yeah, 10 games
in. How many does Redick have? Redick has like 5 or 6, right?
Yeah, I'd have to look it up, but he's probably a little bit above him. I would guess 6 or 7, maybe.
Eagles, I think the Eagles' best pass rusher is Hargrave. I think he is their best pass rusher.
I would still go Redick, but it's closer. I mean, Hargrave look, Hargrave does give you some nice push up the middle, but collectively, it is my biggest concern with this team. when it comes time to get to the quarterback in January and February, because that's when you would play Patrick Mahomes. You would play Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl in February. A lack of strong pass rush is my number one concern.
Reddick has eight sacks. Yeah. Yeah.
Reddick is on pace to have a pretty nice, you know, productive season sack wise.
Yeah, he's on pace to have double digit sacks.
Well, yes, he's going to get there.
He's been blank the last two games though.
Gotcha.
Brandon Graham.
What's he got? Like three or four?
I don't know.
He had a big one the other day, but it's not a ton. Eric, give me an answer. Eric, what's a thrill?
I don't know if it's been said or not, but I'm going to say when you are having sex with someone who you're connected by the triumvirate, mind, body, and soul.
All right, Eric. You got it, man.
All right.
You really have to be connected with the triumvirate?
I looked at he went the triumvirate. Where...
All right, Jody Cameron, John Ritchie. Time's Yours is next. Well, that's right. The thing about Time's Yours is it's not our time. It's your time. That's why we call it. Let's hit it with John. Do we have a sponsor today?
No, we don't.
Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Hey, guys, listen, we're not talking anything about the fact that Alexander Ovechkin is slowly creeping up for a record that no one thought would be broken. Career goals, NHL. He's creeping up on Gordie Howe and looking at 895 sooner or later to beat Gretzky. Time is yours.
Listen, I'm glad you made this call because it's a really under-discussed aspect in sports. It's going to be a big deal. So last night he passed Gretzky for the most, I believe it's road goals of all time. And he is going to become the all-time leading goal scorer in NHL history. And it is not something 15 years ago that I thought anyone thought was likely to happen. It's I hate to say it, I'm kind of rooting against him. Kind of?
Yeah, I'd rather just take Gretzky.
Because it's Gretzky, you know? But, I mean, Ovechkin's been great, man.
Yeah, I could have chimed in on that cutting the tree down thing. That dude was rambling, babbling. I have no idea what he was talking about. But at my family cutting a tree down every year when I was a kid. I do the same thing with my daughter. She loves going out in the Christmas tree farm lot and walking up and down the aisles trying to find the perfect tree for the house and then cutting it down and bringing it home. It is awesome. I remember the first time we did it with my daughter. It was snowing out. It's just an unbelievable experience. So.
It is an event, and it lasts forever. It's great.
Well,
you are undervaluing how cool it is.
I will just say this: there's a way though to have the whole tree getting experience be. Let me put it this way: when we got Amy from Villanova Street the other day, we walked in the store, we got to the section she wanted to get to. First one, it's beautiful, beautiful. She took it, bang. I mean, like. Don't overthink it. It's like going into Blockbuster all those years ago. You could stand there for 30 or 40 minutes to figure out what movie. Just get in, pick it, get out.
Well, you can do the same thing with chopping a tree down. You go find the right one and chop it down
and
quickly.
And you chop it down.
Yeah, but
you saw it.
It would fall on me.
Joe DeCamera, I have never been more with you on this 1,000%. I know it's only 100, but 100% with you, bro. Prince has a handful of great songs. Guys like John Lennon and Paul McCartney have catalogs, libraries of great songs, okay? Prince is cool. Prince is okay. But as one of the greatest, no, you stop right there because you realize you're saying hogwash.
Correct.
Jimmy Seltzer will not put this on because he's a big Prince fan. That's a shame. That's bad work by Jim. Oops. Good work by you, Joe.
Thank you.
Time is yours.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. And listen, like someone like Bowie would be above Prince. There's just a lot of people that would be above Prince. Tons and plus bands, all sorts of bands. Totally.
How many Prince songs have you heard?
I don't know. There's only three or four or five that I like.
That's the point. How do you know, man? How do you know you don't
because,
like more?
No,
you can listen to that.
Can I ask you a question,
Jess? Have you listened to a Prince album, a full Prince album ever once?
No. Can I ask?
What are we talking about
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
You think I've listened to a lot of music through the years on the radio?
Sure.
Okay, do you think more than five Prince songs have come on through the years?
What does that matter?
It means I've heard them. And when I hear them, I change the channel. If it's not one of those like five great songs, I change the channel. Very simple. Is that it?
Ignorance.
We're done.
That's the take.
All right, with that. Well, I don't do takes. I just give you my opinion. And with that, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints.
Yeah, but it's out to you.
Call 215-233-4500.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.